This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why Daily Talk Beats Engagement Programs. What happened? At Playfacto by Funworks, head of people Karen Batara made a quiet, but significant bet stop relying on formal engagement programs to build culture and start focusing on how people actually talk to each other day to day. The result was stronger teams, deeper trust, and measurably better collaboration. No flashy initiative required, just better human interaction, repeated consistently. The communication angle. Picture this. A company spends thousands on an employee engagement retreat. 2 weeks later, nobody remembers what was said, and the same team tensions are back. Sound familiar? That is not a budget problem. That is a communication problem. What Batara figured out at Playfacto is something most leaders resist because it is unglamorous. The quality of your team culture is determined by the quality of your everyday conversations, not your quarterly events. A trust-building workshop means nothing if the manager walks out and goes back to sending vague, passive-aggressive emails. The workshop is a signal. The emails are the message. The communication principle at work here is what I call behavioral consistency. What you say in a meeting and what you do the following Tuesday have to match. When they do not, people do not just notice the gap. They conclude that the stated values are decorative. Trust collapses quietly, one small contradiction at a time. Batara's approach worked because it moved the focus from performance the engagement program to practice daily interaction. That is the right move. There's also something important in how this story frames human-centered collaboration. That phrase gets thrown around constantly, usually without teeth. But when applied to communication, it means one specific thing. You talk to people in ways that account for how they actually receive information, not just how you prefer to deliver it. You check for understanding. You ask questions before you give directives. You listen long enough to actually change your mind sometimes. These are not soft skills. They are precision tools. Most organizations reward loudness and punish nuance. The person who speaks first and with the most confidence gets heard. The person who says, "Wait, I think we are missing something," gets talked over. Batara's model flips that. When daily communication is built on trust and genuine exchange, quieter voices get into the room. And that is where most of the best ideas lie. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on daily communication habits gives you a framework for auditing the small, repeated interactions that are quietly shaping how your team sees you. Most people obsess over the big speech and ignore the Monday morning check-in. That chapter shows you why the Monday morning check-in is the big speech. The takeaway. Before your next team check-in, write down one question you genuinely do not know the answer to and commit to asking it out loud. Not a rhetorical question. A real one. What is slowing you down that I do not know about? Or what decision do you think I got wrong this month? This single habit, done consistently, signals that your team meetings are conversations and not broadcasts. That signal builds more trust over time than any offsite ever will. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.